Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Geron Corporation, ticker GERN, a name that's been making serious moves lately in the biotech space with its first commercial product hitting the market. If you've been watching the charts, you know GERN has delivered some eye-popping short-term gains, but the bigger story is whether this commercial stage company can turn its recent revenue surge into sustainable profitability. Let's break it all down together. Geron is a Foster City-based biotech focused on myeloid hematologic malignancies. Their lead asset, Rytelo, or imetelstat, just launched for lower-risk myelodysplastic syndromes, and early real-world data from places like Moffitt Cancer Center looks consistent with the pivotal IMerge trial. CEO Harout Semerjian is steering the ship as the company transitions from clinical development into actual commercial operations with roughly 229 employees. Revenue is where things get interesting. In fiscal 2025, Geron posted about $184 million in product revenue after adjustments for chargebacks, rebates, and returns. That's a massive leap from the sub-million figures the company was reporting just a couple of years earlier. The bulk came from Rytelo sales, with gross-to-net adjustments totaling around $39 million, which is typical for a new oncology launch. On the earnings side, the company is still operating at a loss, but the trajectory is improving. Full year 2025 showed a net loss of about $86 million, or 13 cents per share, better than the 27 cents per share loss in 2024. The first quarter of 2026 actually beat estimates with a 1 cent loss versus the 3 cent consensus, showing early signs of operating leverage as sales ramp. Looking at the balance sheet, Geron ended 2025 with roughly $79 million in cash and equivalents, plus substantial short-term investments, giving total current assets over $520 million. Total liabilities sit at about $347 million, leaving stockholders' equity around $224 million. Free cash flow remains deeply negative at over $111 million for the year, which is expected while the company invests in its commercial infrastructure. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at around 1.39 with a market cap just under $900 million. The price-to-sales ratio sits near 4.5 times trailing revenue, which isn't outrageous for a newly commercial biotech, though the forward PE estimates start looking more reasonable only in the later years of analyst projections as profitability potentially kicks in. Strengths include the first-mover advantage with Rytelo in LRMDS, and a clean balance sheet with low debt relative to assets. Weaknesses center on ongoing cash burn and the need to prove sustainable margins. Opportunities lie in label expansion into myelofibrosis and potential partnerships, while threats include competition from other novel agents and typical biotech reimbursement hurdles. Over the past month, shares have rallied more than 44%, and the three-month return topped 70%, dramatically outpacing the broader biotech sector. That said, the one-year performance remains negative at roughly 28% down, reminding us this is still a volatile name tied to clinical and commercial execution milestones. If we run a simple forward-looking valuation using analyst revenue ramps and margin expansion assumptions, the stock starts to look attractive below $2 on a multi-year basis, assuming Rytelo continues gaining share and operating expenses stabilize. That puts current levels in a reasonable accumulation zone for investors comfortable with clinical stage risk transitioning into commercial reality. Overall, Geron has crossed an important threshold by becoming a revenue-generating company, and the improving loss trajectory plus upcoming medical meeting data give bulls plenty to work with. Just remember, biotech remains high risk, so size your position accordingly and keep an eye on upcoming quarterly updates. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.